Welcome to the Heart Matters Podcast with your host, Ibn Leon. Join us as we explore the intricacies of spirituality and self-improvement. Gain a fresh perspective on enhancing your spiritual, emotional, and mental well-being through the fusion of spirituality and self-improvement. Enjoy Ibn's engaging conversations with guests from diverse backgrounds. They share unique perspectives on personal growth and holistic health. From spiritual leaders to relationship experts, entrepreneurs to creatives, each episode delivers knowledge and inspiration. Tune in to the Heart Matters Podcast for profound conversations and practical advice, empowering you to live your best life. Chapter 5, Inspiring Stories. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Heart Matters Podcast. I am your host, relationship coach Lewis Morris. It is my belief that the vessel, meaning the heart, can only pour out that which it contains. Therefore, it is upon us to place those things that are good and beneficial into the heart so that we can emanate it out into the world to attract those things and people that will enhance our lives. I help the couples and the singles navigate the relationship realm with spirituality, love, intimacy, and trust. If you want to get in touch with me, then please go to the website, lewismorriscoaching.com. That's LewisMorris.com, coaching.com, and leave a comment in the back of the website on the comment section, or you can schedule a free 45-minute consultation call. As always, I encourage you to follow me on Instagram at Lewis_Morris_coaching for daily relationship tips and advice. We are always trying to help the couples and singles navigate the relationship realm with tips and advice that will offer value to their relationship situation. Today we're getting closer to the holidays. So I wanted to come on and just talk about boundaries. You know, because one of the very important issues in establishing and having a healthy relationship is for both people to know, understand, and to be firm upon their boundaries. Let me say that again. One of the means of establishing a healthy marriage or a healthy commitment is for both people to know and understand and stand firm on their boundaries. What do I mean by that? What do I mean by stand firm? Meaning that if one of those non-negotiables are violated, you exit the relationship. Oh, well, you know, I can't do that. You know, I love her. You know, I love him so much. What does love have to do? Really? In that situation, what does love have to do with it? There is something that you make clear before. You made it clear, and this is another issue. You should make that clear early in the vetting process. I don't mean to use that term, but that's what it is.
When you're trying to find a significant other, you're vetting. That's what you're doing. You're vetting the person to make sure that this person that you're going to choose to spend your time with is worth your time. You're vetting. And the non-negotiables, the relationship requirements, whatever adjective you want to use, should be known early in the vetting process. So when you go deeper into the marriage or deeper into the commitment, and one of those non-negotiables, one of those relationship requests is violated, you exit the relationship. It has nothing to do with you loving the person or not loving the person. No, this person, this was part of the agreement. This is part of the agreement. Part of the agreement was you would never cheat on me. Part of the agreement was you would never put your hands on me. Part of the agreement was you would never call me the B word or the M word or like this. You would never do that. Okay, you did that. Oh, well, you know, it was just one time. What does that have to do with it? Nothing. That has nothing to do with it either. Okay, but why am I saying this has nothing to do with it? Why? Because, again, this was known. It's not like you didn't know. You knew. Now, I could understand if it wasn't talked about in the beginning. I get that. I can get that. Because the person didn't know that this was like a this was a relationship requirement. They didn't know. However, even in that instance, certain things, verbal and physical abuse and stuff like that. I mean, why would you stay anywhere? Even if the person didn't know, they know better. You know what I'm saying? You gotta like have some self-awareness and common sense when it comes to this stuff too. Look, you know, she knows better, you know what I'm saying, than to punch me in the face. Like he knows better, you know what I'm saying, than to kick me in the stomach. He knows better. You know, he's not like a child. You know, he's a grown man. He knows he shouldn't be doing that. He knows that this is not a good action. He knows. But so why would you stay with this individual? Well, at the same time, it should be taught. It should be articulated. Those things should be articulated. Not so the individual is just relying on his or her common sense. No, you know now because I told you that. I told you that if you ever put your hands on me, we're done. I told you that at the beginning. Okay, you did that. We're not going to be together anymore. It's a boundary. And everyone, without exception, all my clients, consultation calls, doesn't matter. The advice I give on Instagram, Clubhouse, wherever, I always mention this. Every person must have relationship boundaries. Every person. You gotta have it. You must have things that if they happen inside of the relationship, you have to go. Gotta have that. You must have that. And you should articulate them. Let it be known to the other, even if it's matters of common sense. Even if it's a matter of common sense, you still should articulate. So what we want to talk about today, what is the point of this? I want to give you three pillars because everyone who reads my my content or listens to my videos or observes any posts and things that I put on Instagram or anywhere else, they know I'm into pillars. I'm into building foundations. I'm into that because that's the way things are built. Emotional things and heart matters are no different. They have foundational matters that make the edifice of it strong. So establishing clear boundaries for yourself has three pillars. The first, strengthen, cultivate your connection with God. I was in a clubhouse room earlier this week, and the woman was like, look, you know, and she was a coach. And she was like, look, you know, we were talking about marriage and stuff like this. And she was like, look, the most important thing is that both people have a relationship with God. She said, I know this is not popular, but that's just the reality. It's not popular. A lot of people don't, you know, they don't see it that way. They don't, you know, a lot of people like, I don't really need to, you know, You have a maker. We all do. We all have a maker. This heart in our breast is beating without us doing anything. What do you think? That's just electricity and stuff like that? Because let me go a step further with that. Let me go a step further. The heart in our breast is beating without us doing anything. Nothing. We don't have to do anything to make it beat. It's beating. When he decides that is not going to beat anymore, we can't stop it from not beating anymore. There's nothing we can do. We can get the best surgeons. We can get the best technicians. We can get the best. There's nothing we can do. Nothing. When he decrees that this heart in our breast that we have nothing to do with beating, it's not going to beat anymore. There's nothing we can do to stop it. Nothing. Okay, we have a creator. Oh, no doubt about that. We have that. We have a creator. We should have a connection with him. Now, I'm going to just give you one of the reasons why that's beneficial. It's beneficial all over, all around as human beings because we have a creator. He knows what's best for us. But I'm going to give you why it's beneficial from a relationship perspective and establishing boundaries perspective. He is the all-wise. He is the one who has all of the wisdom. Therefore, the better our connection is to him, the more of that we have. And we need wisdom to establish the proper boundaries for ourselves. So that's number one, to establish and cultivate a better relationship with God, with the creator of the heavens and the earth. That's number one. Number two is to know what it is that you like. In the person that you're with currently or the person that you're looking for. Know what it is that you like. Character, belief, looks, everything. Know what it is that you like. There are two benefits to that. One, You know what it is that you're looking for, and you know what it is that this individual already has that you're attracted to. That's the first benefit. And the second benefit as it regards to establishing boundaries is that when you know what you like, you automatically know the opposite. By opposites, things are known. So if you know what you like, you know what you dislike. You know what you don't want. You know, because you know what you want. So you must pinpoint what it is that you like to have in this individual. What characteristics do you want this individual to have? What? Because once you know that, then you automatically know the opposite. And the last thing is that you know the things that you can be patient with. There are going to be certain things that they're not non-negotiables. They're not relationship requests that you're just going to have to be patient with about the other person. Things that annoy you a little bit. And I'll give you an example from my own life. A couple of years ago, I was going out with a woman. And, you know, when she would come over to the house, she would come over to the crib. I have towels in the bathroom that I use for wiping hands and stuff after you wash them. Wash your hands, you don't have to use in the bathroom. And then I have towels that are just decorative, just to decorate the bathroom. So when she would go to the bathroom, she would always use the decorative towels, the ones that I had hanging in there just for decoration. So I mentioned to her, I said, look, you know, these towels over here, you know, I use for, you know, let people use for wiping their hands and stuff like that. These towels here for decoration, could you use those towels over there? She said, yeah. But when she came back to the crib, she kept using the decorative towels. I had to be patient with that. I didn't like it, but it wasn't no problem. It's not a big deal. You have to know those things. Once you get into the relationship with the individual and you start seeing things, because you're going to see things, we're not going to like everything about everybody. That's not the way life works. So we're going to see things that we don't like. Okay, you have to decide, can I be patient with that or not? You have to make a decision about that. Okay, I think I can be patient with that. You have to know. You can formulate like certain things in your head even before. You can formulate things. Oh, well, you know, the individual, you know, he might snore or, you know, like this. So you have to like, okay, well, I might be patient with that. If he has all of these other things, or if she has all of these other things. So those are the three pillars. Establishing and cultivating your relationship with God. Knowing the things that you like. And understanding that there are certain things that you're going to have to be patient with in order to keep peace in the relationship. So these are the three pillars that I wanted to mention about establishing boundaries. If you have any questions about anything, any concerns, please follow me on Instagram. At Lewis, Louis, _Morris, _coaching for daily relationship tips and advice. DM me if you have any questions or comments about any of the content or any of the things that I say on the podcast. No problem. I welcome feedback from the audience. It is the delight. It is part of the delightfulness of the job. It's just part of it. It's a great thing. Go to the website, go to the mall. This is what my first coach called the website. That's the mall. All the other stores are in the mall. You know, so I encourage you to go to the mall, LewisMorrisCoaching.com, and just peruse, look in the stores, see if you like anything. Schedule a 45-minute free consultation call over there in the mall if you like, you know, and I would love to chat with you, and I would love to work with you if we're a good fit. Also, we have the Heart Matters apparel and accessories. We got some good stuff. We have some stuff on Amazon. We have some stuff on Teespring. We have some stuff on Bonfire, and we have some stuff on Redbubble. You can find all of them in my link tree. You go to my link tree, it's linktr.ee/LewisMorris. That's linktr.ee/LewisMorris. Everything is there. Website, consultation call, apparel, accessories, the free PDFs. And please get the free downloads. They're phenomenal. A woman just messaged me last week, you know, raving about the relationship rescue plan. She was like, this is an excellent free giveaway. And it is excellent. The relationship rescue plan is excellent. It is an excellent free giveaway. So just go to the website and get, you know, we have the Get Your Groove Back PDF. We have the relationship rescue plan PDF. We got relationship and rhymes. We got the Heart Matters. You know what I'm saying? All of them are free. All of them are free. Go to the website, download those free PDFs because they are phenomenal. You know, so yeah, I thank you guys for all your support. I hope that you listen to the last two podcasts. We're going to be doing a lot more of that. You know, just having people on talking about relationships. You know, we want to stay here for a minute because one of the benefits and one of the it's a benefit and it's a lesson and it's a little disturbing as well is to be on Clubhouse because you hear so much, you know, and I realized that there's so much work for me to do. There's so much work for me to do because people are really struggling with these relationship issues. Singles and couples alike are really struggling with these relationship issues. So again, you know, I help the couples and the singles navigate the relationship realm through spirituality, love, intimacy, and trust. Schedule a 45-minute consultation call so we can talk about it and work on what we need to work on so that you can find peace and tranquility and, you know, a healthy relationship inside the union that you already have or the one that you're looking for in the future. I thank you guys for all of your support, and I will speak to you again soon.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Heart Matters podcast. For relationship, spiritual, coaching, and resources, go to the Heart Matters brand link tree, which is linktr.ee/LewisMorris. That's linktr.ee/LewisMorris. And we will see you again soon.